Avoda Zarah, chapter 3, Mishnah 2. Amotze shivret slamim. If one finds a fragment of an image, of like a figurine or something, then hara elu mutarin. So these are permitted to get benefit, because now you've got two uncertainties. First uncertainty is if the image was worshipped or not. You don't know. Maybe it wasn't worshipped. And even if it was worshipped, maybe the Gentile broke it down to nullify it. Because if they smashed the idol to nullify it, it loses its idol status. So there's a double doubt over here, and therefore based on that you would be able to get benefit from this piece, this fragment of this image. Matza tavnis yad oi tavnis regel. If you find a hand, the form of a hand or the form of a foot, hara elu asurim. So these are forbidden. Bibnei shikiyotzvim neva, because it was common for them to make these things to worship them. So there's just like a hand, and the Gemara adds that it's like mounted on a base. That was, you know, they used to tell you, like, make a hand mounted on a base. Then they would worship that. So if you found such a thing, you could assume that that was idol worship, and you were forbidden from getting any benefit from that.